Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. This season, we're featuring work from our summer issue, with longer pieces coming out on Tuesdays to give you some inspiration for the week, and shorter pieces on Friday so you can get to your weekend sooner. I'm Julie Wan, and today I have for you two poems, Prayer and God Not Only Did I Walk, by Lauren K. Carlson, who lives in northern Lower Michigan and is the author of the chapbook Animals I Have Killed. Here's Lauren.
Hello, this is Lauren K. Carlson, and this poem is called Prayer. It's inspired by hosting people at the table, one of my most favorite things to do. You're all invited to my house for dinner. Prayer. Heaven, please be a grand table. Scent of pot roast means set yourself down. Heaven, please meet my appetites, the deepest kinds, peace thirst, and justice hunger. And the glasses toasting like wind chimes rising and falling with all the eaters' gusts of laughter, gale force laments, breezy pleasure, steadfast anger. Heaven, let me get up stuffed and still serve dessert, cheese curls and better made barbecue chips and dip during the game. Heaven, Verner's and RC, leftover roast beef sandwiches, buttered and mayonnaised. Heaven, extra salt until I can't chew another bite, hands that won't clean till morning, dishes stacked, heaven, in the sink overnight. And this poem is about not leaving things alone that should be left alone, and advocating for oneself and advocating for a better world. God, not only did I walk. God, not only did I walk, I frolicked with fire and flames, the fire transgression, the flames forbidden, did not set me ablaze. I invited the heat, with tenderness asked for tinder, wanted touch, but would not reach. I imagined reaching. I stroked my fingers as in matches against grit, as in against your roughened skin. You torched my lips with the hot coal of your thumb, your mouth. I wondered but resisted. I stopped. Held by contact, your eyes. How the gaze anchored my neck, framed, real, your unsteady hands, deep water rising, how a cresting flood darkens lowlands, you stirred my scalp and I tilted away, preferred instead to dream of burning, preferred hot swallows of broiling clay for my throat's open need, spark yet not incendiary. Did I pass through? I plunged. I confess I find no reason to leave kindling alone. I grow gills. I spit silt. I will have no balm.
That was Lauren K. Carlson reading two poems, Prayer and God Not Only Did I Walk, which appear in our journal's summer issue. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on submitting to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.